Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you very much.
No problem.
That's much better. Okay. Let me get my account number for you. When I forget when the phone comes up, it switches the thing over. I'm calling about order number 244-699.
Oh, I have to use the external number, man. But it should start with 07.
Home Depot gave me this number to call, and they told me to tell you my order number was 244-699-73.
Yes, ma'am. That's them. I apologize for them giving you that information. I'm unable to use that.
Well, apparently your group is supposed to be in charge of putting in a vent that I bought at Home Depot.
Yes, ma'am.
And I bought it, that was November 23rd, I think, when I purchased it. And they said they had tried to call me, but nobody has called me from this number at all. So, and I called on the 18th, I called and spoke to a young man who was very nice and very helpful, and he said he couldn't find an order at your company to coincide with the Home Depot number.
Right.
He was going to go speak to his supervisor and call me back by 1 o'clock. Well, that was 3 or 4 days ago, and nobody's called me back yet. So I thought I'd try again.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. For that, it just means that you're escalated. You will be receiving that call. It's just in a queue, so please give us some time, okay?
Since November 23 is not time enough, I take it.
No, I understand, ma'am. Give me one moment, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so you were scheduled all the way back in November?
Well, I purchased the vent back in November.
Okay, when were you scheduled for?
Well, I don't know when I was. You were supposed to call me when you wanted to come and see if I would be available. And nobody's called me to check. So Home Depot called me and told me to call this number and someone would help me. So I've called this number and I'm not having very good luck at this number either.
Yes, ma'am. I believe they gave the wrong information. 1 second.
Thank you. The young man I spoke to may have even been you. He had a very good, strong voice and he was very helpful and very nice. But he didn't call me back at 1 o'clock.
Give me 1 second, and I'll try to see if we can, because I have to get into the order to be able to help you.
I understand.
So all I'm going to do is I'm going to search by your phone number. It's going to take like 5 or 6 minutes if you're willing to wait.
Sure, I don't mind.
Okay, may I have your phone number?
863-224-0014.
Okay, just patiently wait with me while I try to find this order for you, okay?
Okay, and if we get disconnected, you know my number.
Are you still with me, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
May I have the name on the order?
Sylvia Ernestine Rancourt, or S.E. Ran. Last name is spelled R-A-N-C-O-U-R-T.
Okay. Ma'am, you're scheduled, ma'am, actually, for the 22nd.
Which is tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., okay?
Well, good thing I called you, because I would not have been up and out of bed otherwise.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I understand. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Between 8 and 7 tomorrow, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me out over here at XPO, and I hope I was helpful.
You were great. Thank you very much. What is your name?
J-O-D-Y-E.
K-O-D-Y-E?
J-O-D-Y-E.
J-O-D-Y-E. Thank you very much, Jody. I appreciate your help.
Thank you for helping me out over here at XPO. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.